With the use of mobile devices and cloud services growing rapidly, your users want the ability to work with documents anywhere on any device, and your IT team needs to be able to support them effectively and efficiently. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here with you for this episode of Connection Point. And today, I'm joined by Ali Hanyalalu. He is a senior product marketing manager of Acrobat Solutions. Ali has been involved with Acrobat and PDF since version 2. He currently leads a team that helps ensure customers are aware of all that Acrobat can do, and he produces the content you see on sites like Adobe TV. He is here today to talk about Adobe Acrobat 11 and how it can simplify the work that you do every day. And Ali, thanks for taking time and joining us today.
Thanks, James. Great to be here.
I want to start off with some information I got. You all at Adobe sponsored a global survey of information workers. You were looking at some of their needs and challenges, focused around the idea of kind of productivity in the office and in the work that they're doing. Tell me a little bit about some of the results you saw. Was there anything that you discovered that was kind of like a wow type moment?
Yeah, so IDC, on behalf of Adobe, conducted this global study of these productivity challenges that information workers face and the opportunities for IT professionals that support them to address those. And there were some really standout things from that study. First of all, information workers said that on average, they spend about half of their week creating and managing documents. But the thing is, though, half of that time ends up being wasted on these document-based challenges. For example, it's things like wasting time recreating content that's an existing PDF file rather than reusing it, or having to spend time searching for content contained in a bunch of different attachments and an email message. The other half of their work week is spent on collaboration, and collaboration around documents specifically in this case. And what really stood out was, again, half of that time is lost to inefficiencies. It's things like chasing down an approval or trying to find out if someone can give you feedback on a document before you hit the deadline. Now, the other thing about collaboration is that a lot of that happens outside of an organization's firewall. So with other vendors, with contractors, maybe with other companies as well. And what that brings up for IT professionals is a concern around the information and security of that information. So in the survey, 25% of organizations reported that they had experienced an information leak in the last 12 months. That's a significant number, and it really is top of mind for IT professionals.
Absolutely.
And then finally, the other thing was just around this growth of mobile in the last 12 months. And according to IDC in their study, 64% of the workforce will be mobile and need to work on documents on the go. So it's things like traveling around and having to review and approve a document while you're at the airport waiting for your flight, or being able to complete and submit a form that is part of a request, for example, no matter where you happen to be. Those were some of the key things that stood out for us.
Absolutely. And as a knowledge worker, a lot of the challenges you mentioned are things I deal with. I'm constantly working with teams on scripting and questions for events like this, for webcasts, working with PowerPoints and trying to get approvals back and forth and all that. And the time wasted, as you were saying, a lot of time is wasted. I'm sitting here, I'm shaking my head saying, oh yeah, I've been there. I've been searching for those things. So let's now move the conversation to, I mentioned that Adobe Acrobat 11 is out there for the knowledge worker now. And what does, specifically, how is 11 helping those folks? And really, again, to your point, helping IT make sure that us knowledge workers are productive out there in our daily lives and not wasting so much time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're really excited that Acrobat 11 is now available for everybody. So if you looked at some of those key pain points that I talked about before from the study, there are actually some great things in Acrobat 11 now that can address those that IT can deliver to the teams that they support. So if you look at the challenges around working with documents, I mentioned the example of having to, you know, recreate information because you can't find the original file. Well, Acrobat 11 now lets you edit, delete and work with text and images on a PDF document directly in Acrobat without having to recreate anything. And then if you ever need to do more, you can always export that PDF file to Word or Excel. And now with Acrobat 11 Pro, you can export that out to a fully editable Microsoft PowerPoint document that preserves all the objects as well. Then on the collaboration side, there's integration with our online cloud services at EchoSign and Form Central. So you can add a signature to a document that's in PDF format, but you can now also kick off a process through the EchoSign online service that will invite others to sign their document, irrespective of where they are, via the cloud, and give you full insight into the signature process so you can see where things are and when they come back. And it's been a proven way to really reduce the time it takes to get a signature on a document. Really critical for things like sales and marketing, where a signature on a contract is going to determine when you start getting revenue.
I didn't really realize that this was going to tie into this conversation, but about 2 weeks ago, signing a contract, I went through that process for the first time. I hadn't yet made the connection of these here, but that's exactly the process I went through. And it was so easy, and it avoided me having to do all sorts of prints and scans and refiles and all that type of stuff. So definitely that saved me a ton of time on a contract issue.
That's exactly it. The other side of it is when it comes to collecting information from others, which is also a part of a collaborative process. And that's where the new Form Central online service can come in and its integration to Acrobat 11 on the desktop. It means people who have Acrobat 11 and the Form Central can now create web and PDF forms. But more importantly, the reason we create the form in the first place is to get information in a structured way. And it really simplifies that process of not just distributing those forms out to others, but getting the information back from them as quickly and easily as possible, and then doing something with the data that comes back to you, analyzing it or generating reports.
Lots of cool features, productivity gains. I want to make a clarification here, Ollie. Again, this is for Acrobat 11, not the free Adobe Reader that a lot of people have. If you want some of these advanced functionalities, you're not going to find those just in the free Reader product, correct?
Yeah, some of those things I talked about are specific to Acrobat 11 on the desktop that you license. Reader 11 is also available and does provide some great capabilities, too. It does allow you to, of course, consume and print those PDF files, but it does let you save those PDF forms that you receive from others, for example, via Form Central, and also add comments to documents and add that electronic signature as well. But if you're looking for some of the more advanced capabilities, like being able to edit PDF files or turn them into Office formats, that's when you'll need Acrobat 11.
All right, good clarification, I think, there for everyone. Let's turn back to kind of security and why IT professionals would want to be saying, yeah, you know, Acrobat 11, it's something we want in here because as IT, we're going to be happy with some of the security aspects of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just to reiterate what I mentioned before, is that clearly security is top of mind for IT professionals, and information is being leaked, whether knowingly or not, through documents. So we wanted to make sure that it was as easy as possible for knowledge workers of all experience levels to be able to secure documents correctly, in many cases as IT defined, and also provide IT professionals who are managing desktops in an organization to be able to control what those users are doing. So it's things like the single click restrict editing command in Acrobat 11 that makes super simple to be able to prevent others from editing your documents like I just described a moment ago, and options for IT professionals to be able to deploy actions or custom tool sets which allow users of all experience levels to prepare documents correctly and consistently according to maybe corporate policies, for example.
And Ali, no doubt security, obviously a big key point for IT pros. Anything else that's in it for IT pros that you think they're interested in and they're going to benefit from?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure it's as cost-effective as possible for IT professionals to be able to deploy and manage Acrobat on the desktops that they support and manage. So it's things like we've updated the free Adobe Customization Wizard, and it's now available for Mac and Windows. So this allows IT professionals to really easily pre-configure the installation before deployment. It's things like making sure we support the latest deployment mechanisms like Microsoft SCCM and SCUP and Apple Remote Desktop. And I've already talked about some of the ways of ensuring that IT professionals are not just providing secure PDF software, but ensuring that the knowledge workers they support are securing documents consistently and correctly.
Response from pros out there. Let's start with just the average knowledge worker. What's their response been back to you about how Acrobat 11 has been impacting their workload?
Yeah, the response has been absolutely fantastic. When I've shown them to knowledge workers or some of the key decision makers there, that editing functionality that I talked about and the export to PowerPoint that's new in Acrobat 11 Pro, that one immediately stood out for them in that they saw the immediate benefits and time savings from those capabilities.
And from the IT side, what's been the response? What's been the big wow, I like this feature type thing from IT?
Yeah, I've been lucky that I've been able to show our customers in the IT role from a pre-release stage earlier on what was going on with the next release of Acrobat, Acrobat 11 in this case, of course. And they, too, immediately saw the benefits because they are the ones who were receiving the requests for, hey, I need to be able to change this PDF file I've got, or I want to quickly put these PDF documents together to make one PDF file. So they've been really intrigued by what Acrobat 11 can do. And my favorite comment was from an IT professional who was on the phone with me as we were in a web conference and I was demonstrating Acrobat 11 to him. And he said to me that, although you can't see me right now in the web conference, my jaw is on the floor based on what you've just shown me in the last 45 minutes. So that was really exciting to hear.
That is a good comment to hear. Let's do this. Before I let you go, next steps. Someone out there is like, hey, these are some of the features, functionalities that I think can benefit my knowledge workers. What do they start doing? What do they start asking about Acrobat 11 to start moving towards that as a solution for them?
Yeah, so the first thing I recommend doing is actually going ahead and downloading and reading the full IDC white paper that we talked about earlier on. That's available for free from the Adobe website. And also go ahead and grab the trial version, which is also now available and for both Windows and Mac as well. So if you're an IT professional, if you're a knowledge worker, go ahead and try it out, see how it works for you. Also, if you're in an IT role, if you go to the Adobe Acrobat pages, you'll find a lot of resources to help you get ready for configuring, deploying, and managing Acrobat with what's known as the Enterprise Toolkit.
Hey, good stuff. Those are some good tips. And folks, I'm going to share some information about reaching out to your PC connection contacts as well. But before I do that, Ali, I want to thank you for taking time and joining me today.
Thanks so much, James. Great to talk to you.
And of course, folks, if you are interested in learning more about Adobe Acrobat 11, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about engaging their on-staff software licensing experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com or call 1-800-800-0014. If you'd like to send us an email, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Again, I'm James Hilliard, and thanks for joining us on Connection Point.